Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We respect what God respects. We want to honor what He honors. We want to treat as valuable what is valuable to Him. And a lot of this other stuff is absolutely not valuable to Him, and He despises it. To Him, it's nothing. And so that's the way it is to be to us too. I've had people, you know, try to impress us with this or with that before, and I just smile and go, okay. And I had one lady say, well, you didn't act like that impressed you too much. And I wanted to say, well, you shouldn't be telling me to impress me. But I just smiled and said, well, you know, you should just do whatever the Lord tells you. They wanted me to meet with them and try to talk them into doing these things from us. And my opinion is, hey, if the Lord told you to do it, do it. If He didn't tell you to do it, don't do it. What is there to discuss? I know that's not the, you know, grease the wheel. Politics, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, that's not it. anyhow, you get the idea of just, you know, hobnobbing with people and fawning over them, thinking you'll get something out of them. That is not loving them.
Right.
That's trying to use them. And that is ungodly. That's not my job. My job is to minister to them if they'll receive it. And I don't care if they're the president of the country or if they're the richest man on the planet. They don't need Jesus any less than you or me. And the work of redemption is not any less or more for them than for us. We're all the same in that regard. And we want to show respect where it is due, but in a lot of these places, it is not due. And we don't need to give it where it is not due. I mean, the billionaire that blasphemes my precious Jesus and wouldn't put a dollar into the gospel, I got no respect for him compared to the mother that sends the ministry $20 every month like clockwork. Did you hear me? That's backbone of the work of God. I honor that. I respect that. I want to show honor where the Lord says honor is due. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the people that, you know, some of the people that people fawn over, I'm glad to see you, okay. But it's the people that have walked with God for 50 and 60 and 70 years and have laid foundation and have been faithful and unselfish and done what the Lord told them to do. That's when you stand up, you get up out of your chair and you show respect. And not because somebody's been on TV or on the big movie screen or the magazine cover. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm not talking about being aloof, acting mean to people. I'm not talking about that. You can be cordial, you can be kind, and you treat everybody like they're important because they are. Jesus died for them, but that doesn't make them an elder in the kingdom. And it doesn't make their work significant to God. Can you say amen or oh me or... Go to John, please, the 19th chapter. Let's look at this just a little bit further. A perfect example of Jesus demonstrating this in John 19. Now, we went into some detail with you that disrespect and dishonor won't answer questions, and it won't answer the way it is asked. We saw in the very beginning, when man, Adam and Eve sinned, and then God came down and said, Adam, where are you? Did you eat of the fruit I told you not to? Instead of him just answering his question, he starts trying to explain it and blame Eve and even blame him for giving Eve to him. And you watch it when somebody says, you know, did you do that? And they go, well, I was there and then this started happening and then so-and-so came and I got busy. And that is absolute disrespect and dishonor. You should show humility when you're asked a question, answer the question, especially when an elder asks you a question. You should answer that question, and you should answer what they asked you and answer it the way they asked you. You start explaining, that's disrespect. Dishonor, it's pride, it's rebellion, it's a number of things. But now that doesn't mean you're supposed to answer everybody that asks you a question the way they asked you. There's some people you don't even have to answer. You don't have to answer the question the way they asked you. They're not over you. Did you hear this, friends? And you remember Jesus when he was standing before Pilate and when he was standing before Herod as well. He did this in John 19 and 9. Y'all got a few more minutes. John 19 and 9, he went into the judgment hall and he said to Jesus, "Where do you come from?" And Jesus gave him no answer. He just stood there and looked at him. This is Pilate. Verse 10, Pilate said to him, "You don't talk to me? You don't talk to me? Don't you know I have the power to crucify you and I got the power to release you? Boy, don't you know I can kill you or I can turn you loose? You don't talk to me?" Keep reading. Verse 11. Jesus said, "You could have no power at all against me except it were given to you from above." See, he is conscious of who really has the weight. Who really has the authority and power. And he is not fawning before Pilate. Now, it's easy for us to sit here looking at everything after it's happened, but put yourself in the moment. He did not fawn over Pilate and beg for his life. He stood up there with courage and faith and honor and showed his respect for God by not even answering him to start with. Oh, can you see this, friend? Same thing happened with Herod. You'd have to go there, but Luke 23 and 8. When Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad. He was desirous to see him of a long time. He had heard things. He hoped to see some miracle done by him. And he questioned him with many words, but Jesus answered him nothing. I mean, this went on and on. He never did answer him a word. Why? He's acting all high and mighty, like he's in control of the situation. And Jesus knew he wasn't. He didn't even have to answer him. I've had reporters follow me around, holler at me. And they thought, "Well, you have to give us this." I said, "No, I don't. No. Well, we'll say this and we'll say that." I said, "Well, you'll say whatever you want to anyway." What are your people think? They already know. Just trying to get something out of you. That one person followed me when I was getting out of the plane one time. And they said, "Well, where'd you come from?" I didn't say. "Where are you going to?" I didn't say. "Well, don't you want to clear this or make this?" Uh-oh. One of them said, "He's probably got drugs on board." Drugs on board. "Well, don't you want to make a statement about that?" No. No. "Well, you better say something or I'll do this or I'll do that." No. I said, "You're not my friend. You don't care about me." But people they let the devil intimidate them and put them in fear. Did you hear what I'm saying? And, "Well, yeah, but what about so-and-so?" Well, who are they? What do I care what they think? I serve the Most High God, Creator of heaven and earth. I care what He knows. Are you listening? And if I'm doing things in front of Him and you, our people and our family, if we're okay, then what about some unbeliever that wants to get on and rattle on about stuff? Who will remember them next year? Much less 1,000 years from now. Much less 1,000,000 years from now. So why should I get all upset, or why should you get all perturbed or been out of shape? Do you see there's some things we should honor and there's some things we should not? There's some things we should despise, actually. The Scripture said, listen to this. The Scripture says in Amos, he said, "I hate. I despise your feast days. In Isaiah 17, 7 and 8, verse 8, he says, neither shall you respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. When it comes to idols and other gods and their paraphernalia, people try to insist you should show respect to other people's beliefs and religions as well. Absolutely not. No, sir, no, ma'am. The Bible tells us that we are to abhor idols. Aren't we? We are disrespecting our God if we acknowledge these false gods and allow these false religions to be on an equal footing with Christianity and stand by and nod our head when people say, well, there are many paths to the same God and it doesn't make any difference. And we stand there and go, well, yes, we just all need to live together and be happy. No, you're disrespecting your God. Those are lies. There is one God. One God, the creator of heaven and earth. One. And there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. Just one. Just one. And he is the only way. He's the only way to the Father, the Bible says. So if you're a Christian and you believe the Bible, you must honor the Word. You must believe what He told you to believe. And no, we don't bow down to these other beliefs and acknowledge them on an equal footing with Christianity. No. I'm sorry. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be ugly. But you just don't. There are not many ways. You know, people say, well, I just believe, you know, that there are many paths and we're all got our own way of reaching out to God, but we're all going to wind up at the same place. No, we're not. No, there's a family of God and there's a family of Satan. And there's a heaven and there's a hell. Well, you're just narrow-minded and saved. There is a broad way that leads, you know, that leads to destruction, and many that enter in that way and they're going off the deep. It's sad. It's terrible. But isn't it true? There's a straight way and a narrow way. And the Bible said relatively few that find it. And aren't you glad that the Lord has allowed you to see and know that there is just one way to the Father. There's just one way to salvation. And Jesus is He. And that we are to honor Him and honor what He honors. And we need mind renewal and to see things the way He sees them so that we're not honoring some ungodly, blaspheming, unbelieving something and failing to honor something that God Himself does honor.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me